Well, we want to be sure to get information from you as well, Robert, because another hat that you wear is you help safe kids in York County as far as helmets for bike riders, car seats for babies. And now Governor McMaster signed into law a new, I guess, new guidelines for child safety seats.
It's not a guideline. It's the law.
Oh, it is
okay.
Law.
Yeah, all right.
So we want to make sure it is the current law today. I think it was the 18th of last month that it was enacted. And I think it's great. And kudos to our legislation to let this go through. We have to protect our precious cargo.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
Us as parents and caregivers. And this law will allow us to do a much better job than what we've done in the past. Because we have to remember, preventable injuries are the number one killer of our kids.
Mm-hmm.
Vehicle crashes are right up there near the top because 4 out of 5 car seats are improperly installed.
Gosh.
That's a horrible number. You know, we look at these injuries that could have been prevented just by putting that strap on a little bit tighter or correctly, that belt path in the right area, the child being in the right age-appropriate seat.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of pieces of this puzzle that we have to put together. Hundreds of different makes and models of cars.
Mm-hmm.
Hundreds of different makes and models of car seats. Hundreds, thousands of different makes and models of our kids.
Well, babies, yeah.
Absolutely. We had to put all these pieces of the puzzle together to have the best outcome. And that's what it's all about. And we got trained folks right here in York County with Safe Kids York County, our child passenger safety technicians that are willing to help. Just reach out to us, and we'd love to set something up.
I was so surprised. I was driving on Cherry Road the other day and saw a family with a mother in the front seat with a baby on her lap.
No
and I'm like,
way.
I'm like, as I'm passing.
Where's Robert? Where's Robert?
I know.
What did you say?
First thing I think
it's like
of.
The bat phone.
It's parents really have to take that first step, don't they?
Absolutely. Parents and caregivers. You know, a lot of times, you know, as a parent, they hear the baby crying, and they don't want the baby crying. Obviously, pull the car over on the side of the road. Take whatever needs to make sure you quiet the child. Do whatever you have to, but do it safely.
Mm-hmm.
You know, children should never ride in the front seat of a car, especially that young infant age, because let's face it, vehicles are made for adults. The airbags come out with such force. Mm-hmm. You know, as a paramedic, I've seen firsthand of some of the trauma that can happen to people, much less children. So children have to or need to stay in the back as long as parents will allow them. The law says 8 and under have to be in some type of child passenger safety restraint.
Okay.
A car seat or either a booster seat.
Okay. I was going to say, what are the highlights? What do you want folks to know before they head out the door this morning? Maybe they've been doing it wrong and didn't realize this new law is in effect. What do you want to remember?
One of the biggest thing, Lucas, that I feel is the age for infants.
Mm-hmm.
You know, parents want to hurry up and turn the infant around, let them see the world. The law used to say 1 year and under have to be rear-facing. Mm-hmm. The law now states 2 years and under have to be rear-facing unless they outgrow the current seat that they're in. Now, with that caveat, you know, you got the infant carriers like you and I discussed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, those are made for those small infants, about up to 20 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
Then you put them in a convertible seat, rear-facing, and you need to leave them in that rear-facing as long as that car seat will support the age and weight. And then you turn them around. So that's one of the biggest thing. The other areas, real briefly, is you know, the weight limits to when I can go out of a standard car seat into a booster seat. My recommendation is leave them in that 5-point restraint car seat as long as that child can. You know, that 5-point restraint is safe. You know, look at our NASCAR drivers. They have those 5-point
exactly.
restraint.
That's a good point.
That's what it's all about. You know, we see the cars, and I use the term racing down up I-77 and Celanese. You know, people are unfortunately in a hurry every day.
Yeah.
And what happens with these crash forces? You know, it takes a lot of force to hold a child, even an adult, inside of a moving vehicle during a crash.
You know what it's like if you've been in an accident, you're holding the steering wheel, trying to keep yourself, you know, and then at the end your muscles are all torn
Very
or sore
true.
Because of you trying just to keep yourself going at 40 miles an hour.
Mm-hmm. Plus, you have an airbag to help protect you as an occupant in the front seat. What does that child have?
Yeah, nothing.
That child has that child restraint system.
Right. Sure.
That's why each and every ride, we need to make sure that it's secured safely, correctly, and make sure that child fits the seat as it should, as the vehicle and the owner's manual states it should be.
What prompted these changes, Robert? Was it just more knowledge that we have now about safety and car manufacturers and car seat manufacturers? Or just knowledge of just we're just more smart now than we were a few years ago, maybe.
Lucas, that's an excellent point, and I think it's all of the above. I've had the great opportunity of working very closely with some. There's a child passenger manufacturer right here in York County at Britex. And I've got to know the staff there. And one of the young ladies that really started in Safe Kids a long time ago with me, who is very passionate about child pasture safety. I've had the opportunity to see firsthand the data, the studies, the age and the weights and the heights and all these other variables. I've had the opportunity to watch crash test that is mandated by the government, because every car seat has to meet regulations.
Sure.
And of course, right here in York County, they test these things almost daily to make sure they meet and exceed what the government said, because we're in it for our children. So part of that, I think that the child seat manufacturers across the United States have been very, very proactive. Like I said earlier, there's different shapes and sizes of kids, shapes and sizes of cars, shapes and sizes of car seats. So they've really done their homework, all the car seat manufacturers, to make sure what is best for our children.
It's amazing. When we were put in our first car seat, my wife and I, we struggled, as I hope most parents do.
Because it's very serious.
It's extremely serious. And you want to make sure, we looked at the owner's manual. We want to make sure the placement of the car seat. And we joked, we said, we've got, you know, three college degrees. She's got an MBA and another one. And we can't do this. And your heart goes out to folks who just don't know, or just not knowledgeable, that if we're all struggling, I can imagine there are other folks out there that struggling even more, and hence why you just you have folks that just don't care and just
don't realize it's a problem.
I rode in a car like that with my grandparents, so I'm going to do it now, and it was just normal. And it's probably hard to break that cycle a little bit.
Absolutely. You know, if you think back when we were younger, cars were like tanks.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now you get a little bump up in it, and that's the way the cars are designed, is to collapse around the compartment of the car. But there's a lot of damage that can be done. But we as adults have to make sure that we do the right thing. We got to make sure the car seat fits that child. And unfortunately, you know, I've been in CPS for a while. I'm an instructor. I served on the National Child Passenger Safety Board for several years. And sometimes I even have to scratch my head. Now, me as a trained person, what about the lay person that goes to your big stores and pulls out a car seat because it's on sale, looks cool? You know, I got a car seat. That's all I need. But does it truly fit the car? I can go buy the most expensive seat in the world. It may not fit in my car. May buy the cheapest seat in the world. May not fit in my car. So there's a lot of pieces of this puzzle. And we'd love to help. If they'll go to Safe Kids or YorkCountySafeKids.org, go out there and you can reach out to us via the internet. And we'd love to set you up with a free car seat appointment to make sure your car seats are installed properly. And most importantly, is give you a little bit of working knowledge of how to install it.
Please do. I've gone with both of our vehicles, both of our car seats at the workday, and you guys have been so great and helpful. You do it, and then you show us how to do it as parents, which is so vital, because you're not always going to be at our house.
Absolutely. You got to get the French fries out from under the seat sometimes.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
We won't talk about those horror stories. But it's made possible through our local community, our community volunteers. Safe Kids has no paid staff. It's 100% volunteers.
Gosh.
And it's people like, I want to give a shout out to Sabrina Gask at the York County Coroner's Office. You know, she has 100% of her staff trained in child pasture safety. Is unheard of in South Carolina or anywhere that I know of. 100% of her staff is trained. You know, and she wants to prevent death. That's why, you know, her hats off to her department and other departments like the City of Rock Hill and the ICYC and those folks and Parent Smart that are doing things, who's taking the lead with Safe Kids, pushing the initiative and doing whatever we can to reduce the number one killer of our kids, and that's preventable injuries. And especially now, the temperature's rising, keep those kids out of cars.
Absolutely. We want to definitely keep our eye on York County safekids.org for all those issues.
Right.
And call on you and Safe Kids folks to come and install it, come visit you and help get the details you need to install the car seat.
Absolutely. We have community events throughout the calendar year. We love to have anybody from car seats, gun safety, water safety, and the list goes on. And we love to make a difference in our children's lives. And we need people like you, Freddie and Lucas and WRHI, for allowing us to come here and just giving them some information where to go, because they are our precious cargo.
Well, you guys care so much about them. It really, we get to see it through our line of work, maybe a little more than most people get to see, but you really do care so much. I mean, we've called you for expert advice for so many things, and you're on the front lines for us. So thanks for keeping us knowledgeable and not making us sound like we're complete morons if we don't understand stuff, because
right.
It is hard.
Thank you.
That's what teamwork is all about.
There you go.
We all have our specialty and our training. traits and our passion, and our community is a lot of passion-driven when it comes around our children.
Thank you, Robert White, Piedmont Medical Center. You're the Assistant Chief Operations Emergency Medical Services guy.
Absolutely.
The paramedic.
A man of many hats, as
very
they tell
true.
Me. But that's just, I'm just very blessed to have the passion that I have, and being able to give back is just phenomenal.
Well, thanks again, Robert White.